Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. Today, I would like to also broadcast this Dharma Talk because of wishing that people can live in the world of peace in the heart. Today, its subject will be also about the spiritual world. There is a quote of the native Japanese, the First Nation of Japanese people called Ainu people, that human beings' mission is to ascend spirit to the heavenly state, heaven. Isn't the human beings' purpose of to be born as a human being is to concentrate about the human world, daily life? However, even we think so, they say, since primitive time age, that the human being are born to send the spirit to the heavenly realm. What does that mean? By the way, we human beings are receiving a lot the influence from the spiritual beings. We are influenced much more than we think. For example, heaviness of the heart, of heaviness of the body and of heart, and headaches, etc., etc., even sick. Unsaved spirit are influencing our existence in many ways, and those unsaved spirit, which were like hungry ghost or fighting hell, these spirits come to us to be rescued, want to be rescued, and they contact us easily to some kind of sensation in the body, not in a light way. Therefore, we need to know how to send those spirits to the heaven, like Ainu people says, because if those beings who were influencing to your body and heart, those spirits are not saved, not high level spirits, so their influence is not present. And if they were rescued and sent them to the heavenly realm, our body sensation really change the peace in our existence arises. And it's so easy that so many spirits are coming to us to be rescued, to give a sign, and in order to be in a peaceful heart and body, we need to know how. Actually, there's kind of three ways, like really using some method and study, practice, and purposely send them to the heaven. And the other way is, as a result, those spirits will be sent them to heaven. without on purpose. This was also possible. I would say in a practice with sitting, and then we should, it's good to know about how to do this. But in a daily life, it's good to do with happens without purpose. So how to do it on purpose to send them to the heavenly state? Well, basically, really, fundamental is to ask high spirit, sacred beings comes to you, pray for that to the great spirit of the universe, that those bodhisattvas, devas, and the Buddhas come to me, and all those sacred beings are all separated spirit from the great spirit of the universe. And secondly, feel the existence which you feel uncomfortable in your body. Feel that existence of the unrescued spirit with your key sensation. Well, we can learn this. This is not special talent. Anybody can do it if you are showing the method for this. And let that symbol image of the great spirit of the universe to be touched in those unsaved spirits. While you chanting the mantra and visualizing the image of the symbolic image of the, if you're Buddhist, the Buddha image, and let those unsaved spirit to be touched by the form that you visualize, form of Buddha that you visualize in your heart. In case if you're Buddhist, if not, other symbols of any religion. And pray them to be rescued, the spirit, unsaved spirits, with chanting mantra, and be in a deep meditative state while you're chanting and praying. And if you do this for people around you, even you don't tell them, they start feeling so peaceful, comfortable and peaceful. Even no matter how many of those spirits come to you, if you do this, they all will be rescued to the heavenly state. Okay, this is a method for doing those spiritual transfer on purpose. The other way around is this. Well, in Buddhism, you say, okunen, be mindful to Buddha, means that to visualize Buddha with the feeling of love. Maybe this is the same in Christianity or other religion. Anyway, if you send love to the great spirit of the universe, the response will be that great love, that you feel embraced by the warm energy that melt your heart and body away. If you continuously practicing those mantra chanting with prayers of rescue of all beings, you will be able to receive unification of the great love of the Great Spirit. And when your body and heart will melted away by this warm, warm, warm embrace, strong energy, and automatically, naturally, with not any purpose, the great love you've, which unified to you, and which you receive the energy of the great love and be unified with, receive unification, automatically, this energy will spread out from you, and automatically you will touch those unrescued spirit, and naturally, a moment to moment, those spirits will be taken and sent to the heavenly realm, heavenly world. Either you do on purpose, I think this is good way, it's good to learn how to do it, because by those spirits which were influencing you in your physical body and heart, your body start changing so much. You'll be fulfilled with the peace when you receive the unification from the Great Spirit of the universe. You will feel totally different after this spiritual transference happened. So other people around you, may you and people around you and all of the world knows about this method and start sending the spirit to the heaven, like what the Ainu people said. By the way, I think what the Ainu people said meant that to be receiving unification of the Great Spirit, and with this great love, the spirit also will be sent to the heavenly state. May people and your people around you and people in all of the world live in the peace, the fulfilled peace in the heart and existence, by being receiving unification of the great spirit of the universe, or with the spiritual transference method. May you and people in all over the world will learn this and live peacefully. That is the day of the peace on planet.